So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed the exercise. I know I did, and I do every time I hear it. And it always reminds me about how much greater we are than what we see in the mirror. It's very reassuring to know that we'll always have access to information that we can use to solve problems of all kinds. That never, ever again in your life will you ever experience yourself to be stuck. Because now you can go to any level or depth to get any information that you need to solve any problem that may come your way. You can go into the past with your mind and be able to experience past situations or events or traumas and desensitize them, neutralize them, free yourself. You can project your mind senses into the future and create the life of your own design. You can go into the microcosm with the intention of healing yourself or anybody else at any level that needs the healing, be it the energy level, the subatomic level, the molecular level, the cell level, the tissue level, the organ level, the system level. You have the ability to guide the healing process with your mind and your imagination. You can go out to the macrocosm and experience yourself as a planet that is healing. Healing and absorbing and focusing all its energy on love, harmony, and peace. Healing has to start somewhere. And it starts with you. Once it does, it ripples out to those in your circle of influence, and the rippling effect continues to go outward more and more. In time, we together will make a difference. And the sooner we get on board, the faster we'll get the job done of enriching the planet by empowering the individual. A better you, a better world. The Silva Method, and especially this part of the Silva Method, was a program that my father developed that was way ahead of its time. And now, it is an idea whose time has come. And it's up to us to make sure that it manifests in the most beautiful, most purposeful way. I leave you with a thought from my dear friend and mentor, Harry McKnight. And some of you may recall that Harry McKnight was one of the very first people who came on board with the Silva Organization and actually documented and wrote down a lot of what my father would share to the public. My father never used notes. He just talked about what he knew. And Harry wanted so much to not only learn this, but to share it with the world. Harry would say, "You really need to ask yourself the question, who am I? If I can go forward and backward in time, that's the quality of being infinite. If I can know things that I would have no other way of knowing, that is a quality of being omniscient. If I can bring that information that I learned and apply it to solving all problems, that is a quality of being omnipotent. And if I can create out of seemingly nothing, that is the quality of being omnificent." Infinite, omniscient, omnipotent, omnificent. Who are you? Because whoever you are, higher power and you are related.